HTBT. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. Really appreciate it. Hockey season is here. The real man's game. Oh, I'm so excited. You need to be a Kings fan. Go Kings, go. All right. Before we get into today's topic, data and why it matters, we're going to go over to CrossPolitik. Go become a member. Get a lot of great content, get discounts on merchandise, support the show, support the network. I should add a little whistle. Support the network. You will be blessed. You can also go over to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, How to Build a Tent, and reach me. You can ask me questions. You can give me topics to talk about. You can do a whole bunch of things with me. And not least, follow me, like me, and all that good stuff. You can email me if you're not the social media type, matt@howtobuildatent.com. All right. Data matters, and we need to understand this at every level of an organization because it matters from the person that is doing the data entry all the way up to the C level. If a company does not have quality data, if they don't have solid data, you are going to fail because you are going to be making decisions off of false information, false understanding about how things are. That is why data is so important. The more technology plays into our lives, the more technology becomes integrated, the more technology becomes integrated into our businesses, the more data is going to matter. And this is something that we need to preach throughout the organization, because if data is not even entered accurately at the lowest levels of the operation, then the highest levels that are setting strategy are going to be using data that is not accurate. What is the likelihood that the C-level, the CEOs, the COO, the CFOs are going to make good decisions if they have bad data? And if you have at your company employees that don't care about entering data, they don't take pride in their work, that they don't understand the importance of putting in accurate dates, closing files, opening files in the right time, hitting the right flags in the notifications, hitting all those milestones in the workflow so you get accurate reporting. If you don't have a workforce that understands that, that buys into it, your data is going to be no good. And we're going into a place, we're going into a time in business where big data is more important than ever. And if your company is not using big data well, if they are not leveraging that, and that is using it, having accurate information to use and to report on and to make decisions while other companies in your industries are, you are going to be at a severe disadvantage because they are going to have so many tools, so many resources to their advantage that they use with automation, with alerts to their customers, communicating to their customers, strategic advantages of knowing where their customers are and not, what products are working and what not. If you have data that is incorrectly capturing those things, then you're going to be at a disadvantage. Just like our last or a few episodes ago, we talked about Pier 1 Imports and how many decisions they made that were so poor. And one of the big reasons why was because they didn't understand their customer and they admitted it, which is crazy. So data is so important. Preach this throughout your organization. If you are in a leadership position, you need to be communicating this to everyone that you're leading, that data matters. I've worked on initiatives where we had to build dashboards for the C-level suites, C-level executives, I say suites and C-level executives. And we had to go division by division and understand the workflow first of all, because if the data does not reflect accurately the workflow of the divisions of the operations, then the data is worthless. And that could happen. You need to be aware of that, that sometimes the mile markers, the data points that are being captured, miss a lot of the workflow of the operations. And this happens a lot with older businesses or processes that already exist. You will find that certain offices, certain branches will start to do things their own way. They'll work outside of the workflow, outside of their operating system, and you won't be capturing data accurately, or the data that you do capture is going to be different from what is actually happening in the branches. So you need to make sure or you have a team that you have set out that aligns the data and the reporting requirements with what is actually happening in the operations and the workflow. Be careful of that, because that's something that won't automatically just jump out at you if you're just looking at databases and the data and reports and things like that. Another important point, along with making sure that you're capturing the right data, is you want to be portraying, you want to be building charts and dashboards that are accurate. And that's one of the big reasons data scientists have become so prominent and so high in demand. Because if you can do anything with information, but if you don't accurately portray it, if you don't build dashboards where people are going to understand it in the correct way, that's just as bad as having bad data. So make sure that you spend extra time putting together the data that you are presenting in a way that is truthful and that makes sense, that people are going to understand it, and that you understand it yourself, that you understand what the charts are really indicating, because you can be thinking your data is telling you one thing when it's something completely different. If you are a larger company and you don't have a data scientist or a data science team, I would really highly recommend you look into that. Going back to kind of the workflow and aligning with that, when you are building out processes or rebuilding processes, you need to have reporting in mind, because there's going to be so much more automation. There is going to be so many more implementations of bots to help us as we communicate to customers, to be more efficient, to do tasks that are repeated over and over again. If you don't have a clear workflow, if you don't have data that reflects that workflow, you're going to be in a lot of trouble when you're trying to integrate this new technology that's coming out. Another thing is, never be afraid to question the data. This one person I was working for, he always asked me the most detailed questions. Well, why does this number say this? Why is this percentage off? Why is there this drop in the month? And he was never afraid to ask the questions. And there are some times where he would ask questions I didn't have the answer to. And we would go back and find a problem or find something that's wrong. And that is what I learned from that you can't be afraid to ask questions, because that's how you find errors. And there's gonna be errors. There's gonna be things that are missed, because this stuff gets super complicated. So don't be afraid to ask questions. And never just take your IT's word for it either. And I'll give you an example of this, because IT is literal. If they say this data is wrong, and they'll show you a screenshot and say, no, look, I'm reporting the accurate data. This is what it says in the system. So in this company I was working for, we went to the IT department and asked them why this file was an outlier from the rest of the data set. It looked like the closing date was completely wrong. And in that company, the closing date could be the file could be closed by the closing date for several different reasons. And we went and we showed them, like, look, this data is wrong. This file should not be closed. And the IT came back and said, look, it says on the file, the date is correct. We're accurately reporting this. But we went and we went to more investigate, which you should always do when you have a question or your gut instinct feels like the data is wrong. We went to the operations down in the office and we started investigating. We found out that the team was working outside of the system completely and just manually checking the milestones that they were required to and doing everything else outside the system. So we weren't reporting accurately anything in the office. And we found out because we questioned the data, because they entered a flag that would trigger the closing before it was supposed to close and made it an outlier. If we didn't question that, we would never learn the whole office was working outside of the system and we weren't reporting accurately on that office. So even if your IT comes back and says there's nothing wrong, you need to be able and be prepared and have the understanding that sometimes you need to dig deeper. You need to be diving into not just the IT side of the reporting to make sure the data is correct, but also the operations. Like I said, it goes down to the data entry. Whoever is entering the data, it is important that that stuff is accurate and that it reflects the workflow, because that is going to give you problems down the line when you're implementing more automation, when you're implementing bots, when you're implementing big data dashboards. Data matters. Be an evangelist about it. Make sure that everyone that you are leading knows that how important it is, that it contributes to the overall strategy of the company. It contributes to the success, the customer service, the sales. the data matters, and it's going to become more important as we go on into this technology journey that changes it, that's changing everything. Hope you enjoyed that. If you have any questions, comments, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.